Massive Star Formation in Overdense Regions of the Early Universe, by John Regan. Both the origin of, and the population demographics of, massive black holes, MBHs, remains an open question in modern-day astrophysics. Here we introduce the Black Demon suite of cosmological simulations using the ENSO code. The suite consists of three, high-resolution, distinct regions, each with a side length of 1H1 MPC, evolving within a larger overdense region. The simulation suite has spatial and mass resolution capable of resolving the formation of the first galaxies and MBHs within each region. We report here, as the first in a series of papers, the evolution of the simulation suite up to the point where the first halo in each distinct region is undergoing gravitational collapse. The first halo to collapse has a total virial mass of Marlow approximately 1 times 10 to the power of 7 m Sun and collapses at Z approximately 23. The other two halos, each in a separate region, have masses of Marlow approximately 2 times 10 to the power of 6 m Sun and Marlow approximately 7 times 10 to the power of 6 m Sun respectively. We find that a significant number of halos across each region are undergoing rapid assembly and experiencing extremely high rapid mass inflow, which in turn is leading to longer cooling times. Given the high mass inflow rates, we estimate that stars with masses between 10 cubed and 10 to the power of 5 m Sun are likely to be a generic outcome in these high accretion rate halos which form in rare overdense regions. Our probing of the high mass entail of the population 3 initial mass function means we are coming full circle with the initial predicted masses of the first stars by Abel, Brian Norman, 2002, and Brom, Coppi Larsen, 2002, again being realized. These massive population 3 stars will go on to form MBHs of comparable masses, which in turn means that the first black holes were also likely massive with masses between 10 cubed and 10 to the power of 5 m Sun. This was Massive Star Formation in Overdense Regions of the Early Universe, by John Regan.